Hello everyone. My name is Raphaël Bastide, and I'm a French graphic designer and graphic designer and artist. And I used to work in my professional and personal projects with open source software and LibreFont. And I will talk about a question we could heard during the past talks, how to find a font today. So I have some difficulties to find a font, and it is something really important for graphic design workflow to find something precisely and quickly. For example, I used to have difficulties to find fonts by license, because I don't want to use proprietary commercial and commercial fonts and typefaces. And I would like to be able also to find font similar to another font, maybe commercial, or similar to another LibreFont. And then I would like, as an amateur type designer, to put tags on my fonts and to edit fonts and add tags to find it easily. It can be about a time period or a feeling or, I don't know, tags extend the way we can search them. But there is also, of course, classification already existing, but they are not, in my point of view, they are not valid anymore for the contemporary use. I mean, the web use of font and the open source distribution. How to find a font equals for me to in the first step to how to identify your font. It leads to this question, of course, and also where to find a font. We can choose to host a lot of fonts in a personal hard drive, but it's not my workflow, and I think most of designers don't want to have thousands of fonts in their laptop or computer. So I think the answer is on the internet. This is the biggest way to find font today, and this is the best way to find license-specific fonts. So the problem is, how can we identify fonts and typefaces on the internet? One part of a solution can be a repository architecture I called Unified Typeface Design, which include font files, source documentation, and in details we can have the sources of the font in several formats. I mean UFO, I think about UFO, Unified Font Object, which is a universal font source format. We can find also documentation and design guide about the font. If I want to fork it, I want to know what was the initial idea of the initial designer. So maybe a TXT could be the design guide. Binaries and web fonts, specimen images, and in-use images. I think it's really important to see what kind of work designers have already done with this font. Maybe a summary, just a summary, it can be cool. And a metadata file where we could find contributors, tags, as I said, related fonts, and tools, because we all know that in an open source context, tools are really important to communicate, because it can be physical tools, software, and processes. And I found really useful to see, oh, this typeface is really cool. What was the tool used for? So who can profit from unified type design? First, type designers, because it's easily to have boilerplate to start a project. Then specimen books, as we saw. Font users, of course, because it's easier to find. And web services like Open Font Library, the League of Movable Type, Google Web Font, Typedia, and other font services. Even commercial, why not? So this is my GitHub repository. There is discussions about this question on the issues. This is my email address and my Twitter account. So I need you, if you are interested, to help to the discussion and to point the issues, because it's like designing something really important, like a standard, so we don't have to make mistakes. And I'm not at all a standard designer. So, and yeah, thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. We have 5 minutes left for questions.
It's not really a question, but thank you for this presentation. I think indeed it's very important to question the categories and the way of using fonts, and especially on this idea of metadata and information on the history of the fonts, its references, etc., which I think was a bit missing in your font catalog, if I can just address a small critic on that. And also more information on the licenses, because for instance, in Manuel's catalog, I think this is also a missing point. I mean, there are the name of the licenses, but not specifically what they mean.
Yeah, I think I agree. There is a huge work to do to teach designers to read and understand licenses for font use.
Do we have any other? No. Thanks very much. The next speaker, please, is Werner, I think. Werner. Please, I don't know.